It's Thursday, October 16, 2025.
The high winds brought a 6 to 10-foot storm surge in these low-lying coastal areas, damaging and destroying almost every home in several indigenous communities.
Trump cuts to National Weather Service resulted in faulty forecast of deadly Alaska storm. Trump EPA canceled flood control upgrades for Alaskan tribes hit hard by that storm. Plus, Trump is trying to pressure other nations to ditch clean energy, but many aren't listening.
That's a whole lot of Trump. Sorry in advance. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Gavin Newsom, he's got to get his act together because now you already lost 25,000 houses to fires, and that should have never happened because they should have had the water flowing in from the Pacific Northwest. All they had to do is open up the valves. He didn't want to do it.
Are you still lying about that? Stop lying about us out here in Los Angeles, Mr. President. You loser. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, can't the guy just go back to lying about Jeffrey Epstein or something? Leave us out of it?
I wish.
What do you got for us today?
Well, first, a disturbing follow-up to the remnants of that typhoon that battered multiple coastal communities in western Alaska over the weekend, causing widespread damage and deadly catastrophic flooding. Officials say every home is damaged. The Coast Guard rescued 24 people from homes swept out to sea. The remoteness of the area has complicated emergency rescue and response. Officials are scrambling to get more than 1,500 people to safety as more storms move in, with victims in need of long-term emergency housing likely hundreds of miles away.
And will the National Weather Service actually give them accurate forecasts this time, or is there no one left in the offices?
Well, CNN reports that the forecast for that powerful and deadly storm was likely made worse by a lack of weather data caused by the Trump administration's mass layoffs at the National Weather Service.
Huh, go figure. Who could have seen that coming?
That prevented weather balloon launches that could have helped warn those communities that the storm was headed directly their way. Even worse, the New York Times reports that 5 months ago, the Trump Environmental Protection Agency canceled a $20 million flood protection grant that would have protected the Alaska native village of Kipnuk from extreme flooding, calling it, quote, wasteful DEI spending.
Canceled for DEI.
Yes. Kipnuk saw catastrophic flooding and was severely damaged. And yes, man-made climate change was a factor. Meteorologists say that the storm was sustained by record warm North Pacific Ocean waters much farther north than it was forecast. In a different Native American community in Arizona, the Trump administration canceled a $25 million grant to fund solar panels and battery storage for more than 600 homes on the Hopi Tribe Reservation, where many have no access to grid electricity. But the Trump EPA terminated the Solar for All program created by the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act, calling that program wasteful, and it halted all future funding for the program, including money that had already been set aside for tribes.
Well, at least he didn't call it DEI, I guess.
In international news, the world's largest maritime nations gathered in London this week to consider new regulations that would move the ocean shipping industry away from fossil fuels, including enacting the first ever global fee on greenhouse gas emissions that cause dangerous man-made climate change. Experts say it would be a major win for the climate, public health, the ocean, and marine life. But the Trump administration has unequivocally rejected the proposal and threatened to retaliate against any nations that vote in favor of it with sanctions and visa restrictions.
Jesus.
Trump is also pressuring foreign nations to ditch their transition to clean energy and buy more U.S. fossil fuels. But the Washington Post reports that in countries like India, officials are turning away from natural gas for electricity because renewable energy is cheaper, more reliable, and doesn't depend depend on overseas nations for fuel. Pakistan, over just 6 years, has imported so many rooftop solar panels that capacity now equals that of the national electricity grid. A new analysis by the International Energy Agency projects that global renewable power capacity will double in 5 years. In an interview with the All In podcast, venture capitalist Chamath Palihapitiya explained that new gas plants just take too long to come online.
You know, these are 10-year projects. And so even if you say go from today, the earliest these things can be turned on really in 2032, 2033. That's far too late. The reality is it is faster and more efficient to put solar panels up and start generating electricity.
Is it 2029 yet?
No.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.